KMXV is Kansas City.
It's the day after Mother's Day. No more sleeping in on your one day a year. No breakfast in bed. Laundry's piling up. Boogers on the wall. Your special day is over and it's time to get back to mothering. Mothering. Issue instructions. Repeat instructions. Repeat instructions one more time. Really loudly. Don't forget to caffeinate. Caffeinate. Think, oh my God, these kids are driving me crazy. Why do I even bother? Say no at least 15 times. The day after Mother's Day. Boy, could you use a nap.
Boy, Rocket really thinks that's funny,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He sure gets a lot of joy out of that audio.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Come on, is that real, though?
Yes.
That's why I'm laughing. It's just like, geez, I think to me, Mother's Day should be like Hanukkah, where you get multiple days of Mother Days. One day a year is not enough for moms.
I feel like instead of Saturday or Sunday, we should have Mother's Day once a week.
Yeah, for sure. Or at least it should be on a weekday, and I shouldn't have to come into work, I think, for sure. And everything should be taken care of around me, because don't get me wrong, I had a beautiful Mother's Day. So appreciative for my daughter and the one on the way. But I kind of feel like on Mother's Day, you still have to do everything. It's not really like
you do.
Like somebody else does your laundry or somebody else deep cleans your garage fridge.
I planned my own meal. But come Thursday, I was like, no one said anything to me about plans, and I would really like to see my son. So I called him up, and I organized it. Yeah. If I didn't do that, we wouldn't have done anything yesterday. Absolutely nothing.
And you guys, I think I may have been conned by my Mother's Day gift. Let me know what you think.
Let's hear it.
So in the card, it said, like, Happy Mother's Day. There was lots of nice things. Loved the card. But it said, your gift is you get 4 days to do whatever you want. Like, you can leave the house. I'll take care of the kids. Da, da, da. And I was like, somehow that seems like so many days, but also not enough days. And my husband goes, that's how I got you. Happy Mother's Day. Like, what?
You were conned. You
know, I think, wasn't yeah. there a
and
con
also,
involved?
Shouldn't your husband just kind of do that every now and
absolutely.
Then just because he's a husband?
I mean, that's the equivalent of like when you don't have a present and you go to the 24-hour drugstore and buy a gift for Christmas.
Rocket, you do that to us every year.
No, that's exactly.
He's like, duh, that's what I'm saying.
Wow. We're in touch, Rocket. Yeah. All right, our first second tabloid is coming up in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, the actor who was randomly punched while walking on the streets of New York. And we have to talk about Travis Kelce watching Taylor in Paris.
Up next, Ariana Grande. And I was looking through TikTok, going through some videos. Her ex is that comedian. What was his name, that your SNL guy you like?
Oh, that's one of her exes, Pete Davidson.
He's coming to Kansas City.
We're actually going to have tickets for you today around 8:20.
Yeah. Wow. Boom.
Yeah, you didn't even mean to do that.
No, I had no idea.
He was just on that John Mulaney limited series where he did 6 episodes last week, and they were all live. And he was sitting next to Bill Hader, which, keep in mind, they're all 3 friends from SNL.
Sure.
They go way back. They were totally high. It was so obvious. And, like, it didn't matter what John was saying, and he would just laugh. And at one point, he just looks at John and talks about how hot he is now that he's a daddy, and it's the hair. And you could just tell it was one of those where it's like, it's really not that funny, but Pete thinks it's funny because he's so high.
Laughing is definitely contagious.
It was the best. All right, let's get to the stories this morning in tabloid. This is so crazy. Poor actor Steve Buscemi just walking on the streets of Manhattan, minding his own business, and someone just randomly walked up to him and punched him in the face.
What?
The 66-year-old actor was, he was slugged in the face, and then he had to go to the hospital and was treated for bruises and a bloody eye. He's going to be okay. But maybe it wasn't so random, because he had another actor, one of his co-stars from Boardwalk Empire, that had someone throw a rock at him in Central Park like a week ago
what?
Or so. Maybe someone's going around finding all the actors from Boardwalk Empire and getting revenge or something.
I don't know why, but when you said an actor was randomly attacked, Steve Buscemi would have been my very last guess at who you were talking about.
Not just standing out
We've
in your mind.
Protect that man.
Yep. Taylor Swift, obviously, she just finished her first run in Paris. She did 4 nights. Congratulations, by the way, to Jenny Robinson and her daughter. She's flying home when she gets here. We're going to touch base with her. But we saw a little bit of video where her seats are and how excited her daughter was. So excited for her that she got to see Taylor in Paris. But Travis was there yesterday. And I don't think it was an accident that was the day, because it was Taylor's 87th show. And then she actually said that on stage. Like, she acknowledged acknowledged it during the secret songs and said, did you guys know? I can't believe this is our 87th show. And then immediately went into playing The Alchemy. It was such a nod to Travis. She was blowing him kisses through the entire show. Aww. She did the whole karma, you know, the guy on the Chiefs coming home to me. It was so fun. She did, when you know the little two-piece outfit she does? I think that's during 1989. It was gold and red colors.
Yeah.
Everything was like honoring Travis.
Everybody is talking now on internet, including sports channels. When's he going to do it?
Yep.
When's some he people put thought a ring it. On
what's our little friend that we like, the millionaire matchmaker, Patty, whatever
Patty,
her name
yes.
is? She said in a TMZ special that she feels a couple people that they were interviewing said they think it would be Paris because Paris is such a romantic place.
Yeah.
Which means it probably would have been what last night or like. And then I'll bet you they're spending the next day or two together in Paris.
If it did happen, we probably wouldn't find out about it for a while.
No, it would be private, but yeah. Who knows?
Interesting.
Nice. By the way, Travis was not alone. Gigi Hadid was there with Bradley Cooper and Lenny Kravitz. They're all hanging out with Taylor's mom.
Yes.
Gosh.
It was awesome. I'm like going, I'm so obsessed with this. And I love this, Tara, that this one here, Teresa, is all about the show.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I've already watched I watched the live stream, even if just for like 30 seconds. I watched every night of the Paris show live stream. And I just knew, I'm like, well, Travis is there. She's going to say something, so it's my job. I got to watch it and see what she says. That's your Tabloid Trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Ariana Grande on Mix. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Sabrina Carpenter just celebrated her 25th birthday.
Yeah, did you see her birthday cake?
Yeah.
It was so funny. It's a fake Snapchat from Leo that's been going around for a while where it says, like, don't turn 25, you're too sexy. Leonardo DiCaprio, because you know he historically breaks up with women when they turn 25.
Yeah, it's really starting to get creepy now.
It really is.
It was so funny, though, for a birthday cake.
I forget. I'm like, hey, Leo, you're my age now.
Let's cool it, brother.
You got to turn up that age requirement a little bit. All right, in trending this morning, did any of you watch the Northern Lights?
No.
I saw it just on videos from people posting pictures.
I kind of forgot to even go out and try. Millions of Americans as far south as Florida were able to see them this weekend. And a lot of people figured out that even if you couldn't just look up into the sky and see them, if you used your iPhone, you could. And they got some really good pictures and video of it.
Friday, I heard that you could see them at 1 a.m., like 1 a.m. Saturday morning for the first time. And so I didn't even try to stay up. And then the next day I go to my in-law's house and apparently like 9:30, 10, you could start to see them.
Oh,
and
wow.
I felt very left out. And I didn't try on Saturday, so I apparently didn't feel that left out.
Didn't bother you that much.
That's right.
McDonald's is reportedly working on a new $5 value meal as consumers pull back on fast food spending. Things are getting so expensive, even these places that are supposed to be more affordable are costing as much as like a sit-down restaurant. Sources familiar with the move say the proposed meal could feature a McChicken or a McDouble, 4-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink.
This is why, I've been seeing all these ads for Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
That campaign has been working for Chili's. Isn't that one of your favorite restaurants?
I just went there last week with my mom.
Yeah.
Oprah regrets contributing to toxic diet culture over the years. During a live stream recently, she said, I cannot tell you how many weight loss shows and makeovers I have done, and they've been a staple since I've been working in television. She quoted Maya Angelou, when you know better, you do better. So these conversations for me are an effort to do better. And I had some help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropped this weekend. It's already number one on iTunes, plus smashed the Spotify record for biggest streaming country song in a day. Post Malone getting
it.
Around.
It's fantastic. It's a great song.
I love it. It doesn't sound country. It just sounds like something fun to listen to. Yeah. That's what's trending on Mix.
All right. Coming up after 7 o'clock.
It's Know It or Blow It. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions correctly to get a pair of Coors Light party deck passes to see Galantis.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. As always, we love to have you be a part of the show. So coming up around, 7:25, we want to know, because graduation was all over the place this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I loved it. And I loved everything from, watching high school, college speeches and this. But if, you're just living in the real world out there.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, three good things, good advice that you would give somebody who's about to take their journey into this big blue marble. What would you say?
I have so much.
I mean, seriously, someone, you can start texting that in, 816-476-7093. Really good advice. Real, I mean, even if it's just so basic, but it's like really, really good advice.
Yeah.
You have an example?
Yeah. Like save 5% of your income. Any little bit, start saving now. Yeah. It's great. The person you're in a relationship with doesn't have to be end game. You know, you're so young. You have so much life ahead of you. Also, you can make your life whatever you want it to be. I don't care what your diploma says. Do whatever you want. The world's your oyster. Don't feel trapped. You're not stuck. You're still a baby.
Perfect. Start texting those in, 816-476-7093. Minutes away from yet another concert coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, and we've got a pair of Coors Light Party Deck passes to see Galantis. That's coming up May 24th, and you can win those with Know It or Blow It.
Dua Lipa, who loves to spend her time in the park. That's what she does. She just relaxes.
Just like you.
Yes. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Coming up next, Teddy Swims, which, by the way, I tracked his entire album a few times this weekend.
10 times all the way through?
Almost to 10. He has got some really, really good product out there. He's got one song, if you get a chance to listen to music like I do, it's called The Door, where he saves his own life by showing somebody else the door.
And you were like, saying, I can relate. You're
absolutely right.
You said, I've shown lots of people the door.
And I remember that one time I did. So Teddy Swims is coming up next.
But first, we have got a pair of tickets for you to see Galantis. And it's not just any tickets. It's a pair of Coors Light Party Deck passes. It's coming up May 24th. To win, you have to play Know It or Blow It and just get one of my trivia questions correct. 816-476-7093. Call now to play.
All right. Like Tara said, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Rich. 60% of us say we did this in school but haven't done it since. What is it?
Ooh. I don't know.
Good try. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, here we go.
Amanda, what's the unit of measurement for electric power?
Volts?
Nope. Good try.
Tracy just gave up.
Anything sciencey or mathy? Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Maddie.
Maddie, what's the plural form of the word phenomenon?
I don't know.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, here we go.
Was the first McDonald's opened before or after 1935?
After.
Good job. It was in 1940. You nailed it. So you get a pair of party deck passes to see Galantis. It's presented by Coors Light, happening Friday, May 24th in the KC Live Block in the Power and Light District.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your info.
60% of us say we did this in school but haven't done it since. It's written a poem. Hmm. The unit of measurement for electric power is a watt. You know, like a light bulb?
No, I don't know, Tara. I didn't know.
What is the plural form of phenomenon? It's phenomena.
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 All right. We want you to give people who are graduating advice. Text in 816-476-7093. Like just real world advice that somebody can use today. Something's got a hold on me lately. From the album Stick Season Forever, that is Noah Kahan. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. It's going to rain most of the afternoon, but it'll be very just kind of calm and no harsh weather coming our way.
Yeah, that's what we needed for sure. And over the past weekend, there was lots of graduations, still more to come in May. We are looking for what advice you have for the graduates. It can be something simple or something major that really changed your life. 816-476-7093. Call or text. We have a ton of texts coming in. Feel free to cut me off when that phone line starts ringing. Anthony says, live with your parents as long as you can. Help them with bills, but start to save or invest your money to make you money.
That, you know, I like that because that's kind of one that I have, that I've been noticing all these celebrities and people who talk about jobs and where they go in life. And my advice is don't go to college if you just don't know what you're going to do. You know, you remember your parents have to retire too. College is not for everybody.
That's true.
Rocket, can you go back and tell my son that in 2019? Thanks.
It's so true. I think that there's probably less of a stigma now, but when I was graduating high school, it was like, you go to college or you're a loser.
There's so many jobs you can make so much money without getting a degree.
Trade skills, yes. So many things. You don't have to go if it's not right for you.
Radio.
Too soon. This one says, kind of along the lines of what we were saying, don't feel forced to go straight to a huge university. It's okay to go to a junior college first. You might find yourself in a lot of student loan debt while you're still unsure what you want to do. It's okay not to know.
Junior college is great.
Agreed.
Didn't we have a call last Friday about graduation? She's graduating high school and has her freshman year already done because of junior college.
Yeah, she had lots of hours done.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Mallory. I was supposed to graduate college in 2020, and then COVID happened, and I ended up taking a break. And I actually just re-enrolled in classes right now, but I wish I would have waited because I'm going to be 26 this year, and I just kind of now got into the workforce and know what I want to do, and I feel like I could have saved a lot of money. So I was always told by my dad, too, if you're not going to go to college because it's not for everybody, you can come home, but you have to work. And so I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, really listen to that advice for sure.
Thank you for the call. 816-476-7093. If you're just now joining us, here's what we're talking about.
We're looking for advice for the grads that graduated last weekend or are about to graduate this month. Laura says you can be just as successful with a skilled trade as you can with a college degree. Find the path that fits you best and don't feel pressured. Let's see what else. Oh, you know what one I was never taught when I was pre-graduation? If you can find a job with a pension, do it, okay? True. That is a game plan and a half.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My piece of advice, coming from a future workers' rights lawyer, document everything. If something good happens at work, like your boss says, hey, you did good on this, document it. Type it up in an email. Say, hey, thanks for the feedback today. If something bad happens at work, document it. Say, hey, manager, this happened today. What's going on with this? Document every little thing. That way, when it comes time for promotion, you've got it. If something bad happens to work and they try and fire you, you've got the paper trail to back yourself up. Document everything.
Wow, that's a really good piece of advice. Thank you so much for sharing. Keep your texts coming in, 816-476-7093. We'll be reading them as the show goes on. But coming up in about 12 minutes...
we've got your trending topics. The baby name that has topped the most popular list 5 years in a row. Oh,
these beautiful things that I've got.
Good morning, Kansas City. We've been asking you for advice to help people who are graduating this year.
Yeah, it can be anything whatsoever for the graduates that walked this past weekend or are about to this month. On the text line, it says, don't lock yourself down to one location. Opportunity lies everywhere, and oftentimes you find the best when you go to where it is rather than trying to make sure you find it where you're at. This one says, time goes fast after graduation. You grow the most out of your comfort zone. Take a chance and bet on yourself. And then one more from Alexis says, don't spend above your means. You may struggle for a while, but credit cards are not the answer. Those payments come every month, whether you have income or not, and it's harder to build your credit than it is to ruin it.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. When I was younger with credit cards, look, I got caught up, got it all fixed. But that is so true. You start depending on that, thinking it's free money.
Yeah, if you don't have it, don't spend it.
Don't.
No, do not. And you're always like, oh, pay it off at the end of the month. No, yeah, you won't. No, you will not.
Trending's next.
Yes, and you guys remember that Key and Peele sketch, the Aaron or whatever?
You done messed up, Aaron.
Exactly, how that actually happened in real life and ruined some people's graduation.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. I hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we have a pair of tickets to a show, comedy show, which I'm not kidding you. I had no idea we had these. I was just talking about Ariana Grande earlier, her new music, and who she dated, which was Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he's coming to the Uptown Theater in just a couple of weeks. We'll have a pair of tickets for you with Rocket and Teresa Theater.
That'll be around 8:20 this morning.
Actor Steve Buscemi is on the mend after being randomly punched in Manhattan. Police say the 66-year-old star was walking Wednesday when someone slugged him in the face. Oof. The Boardwalk Empire and Sopranos actor was treated for bruises and a bloody eye. Olivia and Liam are the top baby names for the fifth year in a row. On Friday, the Social Security Administration released the list of the most popular names for newborns in 2023. Oliver James, Noah, Sophia, Emma, and Charlotte also made the ranking. And the annual list also found that the show Game of Thrones continues to have an influence with nearly 400 baby girls named Khaleesi last year.
That is so weird to even think about.
Yes. And speaking of names, Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia had to apologize after a bunch of nursing students' names were mispronounced at their graduation last week. The woman who was reading them completely butchered them, and these were normal names like Elizabeth or Thomas. In fact, here's some audio, and I will tell you what the name is supposed to be after she reads it.
Efuni Batista Santos.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Stephanie.
Oh my gosh.
Jessica Lynn Boer.
Jessica.
Is she joking?
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
That's supposed to be Allison Nicole.
Oh my gosh.
Marcellin Brabazan Carr.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Marissa.
Marcellin.
They blamed it on poor phonetic spellings of the cards that she was reading. But they eventually, like halfway through, they're like, let's get someone else up here to do the announcing.
Let's just swap this out.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. Sabrina Carpenter just turned 25 recently. Reminds me of Teresa Wintera turned 25. She was on our show, living life, partying, living with her roommates. I mean, her parents.
Yeah, still had her whole life ahead of her.
Yeah, now she's got a baby, another baby on the way.
Yeah, I'll give birth any day or maybe in 5 years, you know? There's really no way of telling these days.
We're surprised you're here today, Tara. We really thought it was going to be Mother's Day.
I just feel more and more confident every morning. I look in the mirror and the swelling is at maximum capacity. And I'm like, oh, another day of being a 10 out of 10 dime piece.
All right, so we've been talking about this all morning long, and we love it when you join our show.
Yes, we're looking for advice for the recent and future graduates. We have so many graduations this month and the next. It can be any type of advice, 816-476-7093, call or text. This one from Reagan says, take care of your skin and teeth. They have to last you a lifetime. That's so true. I abused my skin so much when I was younger. Fake baking, tanning bed, sun. Wear your sunscreen, everybody. Alexa says, don't spend above your means. You'll struggle for a while, but credit cards are not the answer.
Yep.
There's no greater pride in life than working hard for yourself and your family. Earn what you want. Don't expect it to be given to you. That's from Trish. Neffy says, do what you love and love what you do. It'll never feel like work. Aww.
I don't know. True. We love what we do, and sometimes it feels like work.
Yeah.
When the alarm goes off at 3 a.m., it feels like work.
It feels.
If you want to join the show, call right now, 816-476-7093. We're giving advice to graduates, or just keep texting because we have tons on the text line.
So many. This is JC. Dear graduate, your first job out of college won't be your dream job. Don't be discouraged. Take a good job that you're offered, but keep working toward the dream. It will come eventually. Don't give up. This one says student loan student loan debt is not worth it. Start saving for a house now. Zaylee says don't go to college. It's a waste of money. This one says you're still a kid. Don't stress so much. That's so true. I feel like toward the end of college and high school, it seemed like everybody else knew exactly what was going on and knew their life path. And there was so much pressure to know.
Yeah, it's not. Here's the deal.
You're this a baby.
My advice. It's not a race.
Yes. Everyone's different.
Yeah, you'll find what you want and what you're supposed to do in life when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush to it. I mean, I just happened to get lucky because that's something I wanted to do since I was a kid, and I'm not a normal person.
Yeah,
I think everybody will fall into it. Look at the guys who like athletes or guys who are so smart. They're just meant to do what they're meant to do.
Everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. On the text line, it just simply says, don't marry her.
Ouch.
Feels a little personal.
I wish I'd listened to that.
Was that my husband?
Yes. Lars says, be kind. Ashley says, network with people. Networking can take you to far places.
I've actually figured that out. It is important to know things and be good at your job, but I really think that the biggest thing is it's more about who you know sometimes and not what you know.
Yes,
networking
for sure.
Is huge.
Yeah, we see that almost every day, don't we?
Yes.
Also, if you have like a family friend or something that's in the business you want to go into, don't feel like you're cheating if you use their connections, because everybody's got something. I know there was somebody, I can't even remember how it was, but when I was getting out of college, I was like, I can't use that person. Like, that's not fair. Nobody else is doing that. Everybody is.
Yes.
Everybody's got a thing. Use what you have. Use your resources.
I mean, just because you use a connection, you got to still go in there and prove yourself.
You still have to do the work.
Yeah absolutely. All right, let's take a break. We have more tickets to give away.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to see Pete Davidson at the end of the month. That's coming up next with Rocket and Teresa Theater.
Good morning, KC. Happy Monday. We have tickets to see Pete Davidson.
You know, it's weird when you get a stalker, because there's two parts of your brain. You know, first time you get a stalker, you're like, oh my God, this is so weird and scary. But then there's the other part of your brain that's like, I guess I'm doing well. And then you get a good look at your stalker and you're like, maybe not so well. I'll never forget, I met her. She was outside my house wearing a shirt with my face on it. And it wasn't even a flattering photo. It was like blown up and warped. My eyes were all over. It was like a nightmare. It was so, it insulted me. I almost wanted to go, it was so bad. I wanted to go up to her and be like, hey, if you're ever gonna do this, like, here's five photos of myself that I like, okay?
That's Pete Davidson, yeah. And we have a pair of tickets for you to see him at Uptown Theater Sunday, May 26th. It's his prehab comedy tour. All you have to do is be able to name the movie in Rocket and Teresa Theater, 816-476-7093. And I have to preface this with...
Thank you.
Being 1,000 weeks pregnant, I never know if Rocket and Teresa Theater is going to be my last for a while. And so... Every week, I'm just trying to go out with a bang. This is a scene I really wanted Rocket and Teresa to do together so I could feel some of that sensual tension. So you could feel what I feel every day between the two of them.
She's setting us up, Rocket.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be great. I'm very excited.
It's always movies that I haven't seen.
You've seen this one. Your acting skills are so bad you don't recognize it when you do it.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
I want to tell you both ahead of time, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You've got this.
Whatever.
Lights? Camera.
Action.
No!
What?
No!
What were you doing?
What am I doing?
Why'd you try to kiss me?
I didn't freaking try and kiss you.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, you're so weird.
You're freaking Mr. and Mrs. Smithing me.
I'm not Mr. and Mrs. Smithing. You. This wasn't a sexy fight.
Good pause there. Oh, like you haven't wanted to kiss me the whole time.
I never once wanted to kiss you. Never. No.
You just did it again.
You're making a face that is sexy.
I don't even want to kiss you.
Then stop trying.
Gotta be honest. It's what I wanted and more. It exceeded my expectations. Rocket, your cadence, the weird pauses. I mean, I loved it.
Mr. and Mrs. Smithing, you.
You.
That was something my acting coach once told me to do. Yeah.
Okay.
I like how, too, Teresa kept making the face like she was going to kiss you. It just, that whole thing was amazing. 10 out of 10.
Do you know the movie to win the tickets? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Mix, what's the movie?
22 Jump Street.
You bet it is. What's your name?
This is Riley.
Riley, you get a pair of tickets to see Pete Davidson at Uptown Theater May 26th.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
That's so cool, buddy. Hey, man, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold and get all your info, okay?
All right, cool.
I feel like I was about to pass out there screaming like that, though.
Do you get lightheaded like that when you're so close to me and we talk about kissing? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
It was sexy, if nothing else.
Morning, KC. Happy Monday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Man, this is a topic that I cannot wait to discuss.
Yeah, we have our friend Malik Jackson here from Fox 4, who we just figured out is a local anchor or local person from Fox 4. Didn't realize you were what, born in the dot, grew up in Olathe?
Yes, that's very
cool that you're here. And I think we all are very interested because we remember the day when we were celebrating our Chiefs. And then we had the horrible incident that happened, and I haven't heard a lot of follow-up. I mean, how are things going, and what's going on? And you guys are right on top of that story.
Absolutely, and you know, it was just such an incredible time. And when you put it into perspective, I mean, like, there was just so much love. I mean, think about it. We were in love with our Kansas City Chiefs in this Super Bowl parade downtown, the center of the city, the center of this Metroplex, happening on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is feeling great. And so tomorrow marks 3 months, 90 days since that day. We've seen charges. Three people have been charged with second-degree murder, including some other felonies. But there's also one other element to this story, and it's how this community and this city and people really from across the world galvanized behind
us. I'm glad you said that. Across the world.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Galvanized behind us to help us through a difficult time. And so the next day, after the parade, the United Way of Greater Kansas City, in partnership with the Chiefs, created the KC Strong Fund, and that fund was created to help the victims of this absolutely heinous crime, but also to go to violence prevention organizations that support mental health,
right,
and our first responders. And so we've been checking in to see how that works, because I always tell people, when something bad happens, I don't need help 6 months later. That's when I figured it out, mm-hmm, right? I need help the next day, weeks as I'm off of work, as I'm recovering, as I'm trying to battle through what has just happened to me. This particular case was just celebrating my hometown team. The fund raised more than $1.8 million.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And not a single dollar has been dispersed.
Now, does that include the GoFundMe page that people were donating?
So that's separate. So some of the victims had GoFundMes that they created, like particularly the ones that
her family did.
Yeah. So okay. Lisa Lopez Galvin had a GoFundMe,
right,
that raised over $500,000, and her two nieces, cousins, the Reyes girls, had another GoFundMe that raised over $200,000. But you have to think about it. Well, that's absolutely okay, and we're so thankful that people donated to those GoFundMes, and those families deserve it. I mean, they lost their mother, a wife, a person in this community.
In our business.
Yes, in our business. But for most of the victims, that wasn't the reality. Big GoFundMes was not something that all of the victims, nearly 25 that were shot, got. That was only for a select few that got really that outpouring on GoFundMe. And so they're relying on this money from United Way. Can I tell you what, when you go to the hospital after you've been shot, the medical bill is not low.
Right.
So what is the problem?
Yeah, where's it going?
Well,
tell me.
We're going to tune into Fox 4 and get all the details.
No, Rocky, we can't get too much away.
Can you give us a little bit?
Tell me now, man.
Can you just give us like a hint of the story? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so but basically they walk us through. We sit down with United Way, and they walk us through basically the fact that they've had to do some victim verification and how that may extend the process. And then there's also some legalese in there. Maybe that's extending the process. But it's like we've seen other funds work quicker than this.
Right.
With less victims.
And I'm glad you're covering
more
this.
More victims, you know.
So. See, this is something that as a guy, like I donated. But when you donate like to the GoFundMe, not realizing all the other dollars that are out there. And to know that they're not getting the money where it should have gone kind of makes you feel sick a little bit.
Exactly. And I think at the end of the day, everybody wants these victims to get this money. And it's not saying United Way, what you've done is bad, but it's, we got to hold you accountable. What are you doing? People spent their hard earned money to help these victims. And we want to know why that money's not being used.
Okay.
So I cannot wait to find out.
Tonight on Fox 4, right?
Fox 4 News tonight at 10. Tune in.
All right. Well, Malik Jackson, thank you very much. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having us. Yeah, we so enjoy you guys.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Stick season, Noah Kahan. I had a chance to spend about a couple hours listening to his music at the park. Man, now I get why around the country, Tracy, you and I have talked about this, how many his shows just sell out like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great album. And I described it best to Tara. For me, it's like, if you're a music fan and a lyric fan like I am, I love to read the lyrics as the songs are playing. And I'm telling you, I felt my blood pressure drop by 30 points. It's
nice.
Just like, it's so mellow and calming.
Did the gummies help with that as well?
I didn't have any gummies. That time.
That time.
That one
maybe,
time.
Maybe the third listener.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting somewhere.
All right. Steve Serrano is coming up next. But before we leave, we always do this.
We'd like to take a second look.
And you guys, I think I may have been conned by my Mother's Day gift. Let me know what you think.
Let's hear it.
So in the card, it said like, Happy Mother's Day. There was lots of nice things. Loved the card. But it said, your gift is you get 4 days to do whatever you want. Like you can leave the house. I'll take care of the kids. Da, da, da. And I was like, somehow that seems like so many days, but also not enough days. And my husband goes, that's how I got you. Happy Mother's Day. Like, what?
You were conned.
You know, I think, wasn't there a
and con also,
involved?
Shouldn't your husband just kind of do that every now and
absolutely.
Then just because he's a husband?
I mean, that's the equivalent of like when you don't have a present and you go to the 24-hour drugstore and buy a gift for Christmas.
Rocket, you do that to us every year.
I know. That's exactly.
You got yourself there.
Exactly.
Got me. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.